Today, you and I will reflect together on the conversation between Jesus and Peter in our gospel. But before we do, this preface. It may seem to be humorous, but honestly, it's serious. So if you can, try to hear this not only humorously, but also seriously. Up until recently, I worried a lot about what people thought of me. Now I realize that people seldom think of me at all. Words of wisdom. Okay, now we'll reflect on the conversation between Jesus and Peter in our gospel story. Last Sunday, Jesus called Peter rock and referred to him as the foundation upon which he would build his church. This Sunday, Jesus calls Peter Satan and refers to him as an obstacle. Why the sudden switch? What happened to poor Peter? Seems to me, Peter fell from favor because he would not accept the fact that Jesus had to suffer. That suffering is part of our Father's plan. Uppercase, capital P. It was for Jesus, and it is for us. Just as Jesus had to take up his cross, so too each of us has to take up our cross. Suffering comes in different ways. Suffering comes at different times. But suffering comes into each of our lives. So, suffering is part of God's plan for all of us. Why? Why does God allow suffering? Can we take a moment, please, so that each of us can ask ourselves that question? Why do you think God allows suffering? I don't think we'll know the answer to that agonizing question until we're in heaven. But we must reject the false spirituality that suffering is God getting back at us for our sins. No, that's not who God is. Jesus suffered, and he never sinned. Mary suffered, and she never sinned. So we have to reject the false spirituality that suffering is because God is angry at us. That suffering is because God's getting back at us. Well then, why is there suffering? Allow me to share with you three theories that I have as to why God allows suffering. Perhaps God allows us to suffer because people down through the centuries and right up until today say that the times they feel closest to God are the times when they're suffering. Perhaps God allows suffering so that we'll long more for heaven, where there is no suffering. Heaven. No suffering, no sorrow, no pain, but only joy and peace forever and ever. St. Paul tells us that the sufferings of the present are as nothing compared to what awaits us. Perhaps God allows us to suffer so that we can be more compassionate, more empathetic to others who are suffering. That we would be more eager to try to help alleviate their sufferings. Whenever you have to carry your cross, and whatever that cross might be, let's do what Jesus did when he had to carry his cross. Let's pray as did he. Father, let this pass.